KJAN Sports.
It's time for sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports is brought to you this morning by McAtee Tire and Service Center at 2nd and Poplar in Atlantic. See them for all of your automotive needs. Well, let's take a look at sports here locally from last night. First, high school volleyball play last evening. Atlantic playing in part of a double duel last night, and Atlantic picked up the victory over Creston, 3-2, outlasting the Panthers 15-12 in the fifth and deciding game. And just as a note, that's Atlantic's first Hawkeye 10 Conference match win in just a little over 8 years, since September 1st of 2011. Also, Lewis Central beat Atlantic 3 in a row. It was Lewis Central defeating Creston 3-1. Kemper Catholic down Shenandoah 3 in a row. Red Oak beat Harlan 3 in a row. And Abe Lincoln over St. Albert 3 in a row. From the Corner Conference Tournament semifinals last night, it was East Mills over Griswold 3 in a row, and Sydney beat Stanton in 3 straight. Western Iowa Conference play last evening saw Underwood defeat AHSTW 3-1. Trainer over Audubon in 3 straight. Tri-Center took 3 out of 4 from Logan Magnolia, while Missouri Valley defeated Riverside 3-2. In the Rolling Valley Conference, Peyton Sherdan over Cam 3-1. Arweva beat West Harrison 3-1. And Coon Rapids Baird over Boyer Valley 3-0. From the Pride of Iowa Conference, Nottoway Valley a 3-sweep over Central Decatur. Lennox over Mount Air 3 in a row. Southwest Valley swept 3 from Bedford. Also last night, ACGC a winner over Madrid 3-0. Iowa football coach Kirk Ferentz will have a healthier team this weekend when the Hawkeyes visit Michigan. Safety Kayvon Merriweather and corner Julius Brents are expected to play, and offensive tackle Alaric Jackson returned to practice. He suffered a sprained knee earlier in the season opener.
He looked good today, and the film looked good. So as long as he can keep progressing, you know, we'll certainly, if he's capable, certainly we'll start him. He's one of our starters. I can't say enough about the job Levi's done and everybody. We've been shifting a lot of guys around, but my guess is we'll continue to rotate the guys at least for the next couple of weeks.
Ferentz says the positive side of early season injuries is the Hawkeyes have now built some depth.
Anytime, you know, you can survive injuries to starters and guys can go in and play and, you know, hopefully not just get by but play well, I think that's a positive, certainly, because that's how you build depth. And there's no better way than game competition. You can't substitute that. So the whole trick is surviving it.
Iowa's won only 15 of the 60 games in the series against Michigan, and Ferentz says it's never easy winning on the road against one of the country's premier programs.
It's in the numbers. It just, you know, it documents it. And they're a very small, you know, maybe handful plus teams that can say that, and they're one of them. I mean, it's just, it's on paper, and, you know, more importantly, it's on the field. When you look at their teams, it's hard to find a team that, you know, struggled really. It's just really hard to find one.
An improved Iowa run game may help the cause on Saturday, as the Hawkeyes are averaging 217 yards on the ground per game. That's 5.2 yards a carry.
Well, you know, part of it's a blocking. I think so far, you know, 4 games into it, our line's done a pretty good job, but we're, you know, level of competition goes up this week, certainly. I'll also throw in our receivers. I think they're doing a good job. Brandon Smith in particular is really, you know, doing a nice job coming in there, digging safeties out, those types of things.
We'll have that game for you Saturday here on the radio. 9 o'clock pregame, 11 o'clock is kickoff. Matt Campbell coached Iowa State teams, have won 7 straight games in October, and they look to keep the run going at home against TCU. The Cyclones are 2-2 after a 23-21 loss at Baylor.
I do think the common trend for us is we've gotten better every game. And, you know, one of the things I really like about this team and my confidence in this team is this team has gotten better. And so I think that's a common trend for us, is that you see our team continue to get better as the season goes.
Campbell's not concerned about a run game that managed only 62 yards in that loss at Baylor. Trailing by 3 touchdowns, the Cyclones were forced to go to the air.
I think we're more consistent than we've been. Are we as consistent as we need to be? Probably not. But again, I think it's an area for us where we've got a lot of confidence in what we can do. You know, again, I think through the first 3 games, I'd say I was really confident. Obviously, in the 4th game, how that game played out, it was a little bit different. So I think the tail of the season and the next couple games will hopefully tell us a lot more about where we're at in our running game.
Campbell says defensive end Jaquan Bailey is questionable for Saturday's game. He suffered a lower leg injury in the loss at Baylor.
Jaquan is a leader on our football team. Jaquan is a guy that if he's not able to play, I know Jaquan can still make a huge impact on this football team, but one way or another, you know, no matter how it shakes out, that's an area where if we would have somebody go down, we feel really confident that the next man up will do a great job for us.
That's also an 11 o'clock kickoff Saturday, that game in Ames. A challenging non-conference schedule should have the Northern Iowa Panthers ready for the start of a difficult Missouri Valley Football Conference race. The 13th-ranked Panthers are 2-2 after a loss at number 5 Weber State, and they open the league slate by hosting 17th-ranked Youngstown State.
When you play the teams that we've been playing, I mean, whether it was Iowa State or Weber or Southern Utah and Idaho State, I mean, what's the difference? I mean, even the Big Sky officials said before the games that they might as well invite us into their league because we played 3 of them.
That's UNI coach Mark Farley, who says the Panthers have been tested.
Really, you're back in your league. Yes, the league matters, but so did the Weber game, and so did the Idaho State game, and so did the Southern Utah game. So this is the next one, and it starts out with Youngstown. They're 4-0, and a lot of momentum and a lot of confidence, I'm sure.
Youngstown State is off to a 4-0 start. The Penguins are averaging more than 296 yards of rushing per game. Well, Grinnell College has canceled its remaining football season. Athletic Director Amy Hamilton says the squad had only 28 healthy players for this week's game at St. Norbert.
We knew what we needed to do based on our injury report coming out of last weekend. So it's not an easy story and an easy position to take. However, we feel like we're taking the right position by canceling the season, the position of caring for the health and safety of our current football players.
Hamilton says they were concerned about further injury playing with such a limited roster.
We didn't have substitutes at many positions, and the fatigue on those starters was going to be fairly extreme. It has been for the last couple of years, and we made the determination based on really not being able to put adequate numbers on the field for the St. Norbert game.
Hamilton says their plan is to bring the program back for next season. There are 5 seniors on the squad. Well, the Baltimore Ravens have waived outside linebacker Tim Williams, a third-round pick from Alabama in 2017. He manages 2 sacks over 19 career games in Baltimore. The Ravens are ranked 23rd in the NFL with 8 sacks over 4 games. Washington's Juan Soto delivered a bases-loaded single against Josh Hader that scored 3 runs with 2 outs in the bottom of the 8th inning last night as the Nationals rallied to beat the Milwaukee Brewers 4-3 in the National League wild card game after Josh Hader loaded the bases by hitting a batter, walking another, and allowing a bloop single. Soto took a 96-mile-an-hour fastball to right, and the ball skipped around the glove of outfielder Trent Grisham. That error allowed one of the runs to cross the plate. Steven Strasburg threw 3 scoreless innings to earn the win in the first relief appearance of his Major League career, regular season or playoffs. Daniel Hudson pitched the 9th to pick up the save. The Nationals, so familiar with playoff heartache for the first time ever, advance in a series as they move on to the National League West champion Dodgers in the best of 5 division series, game 1 Thursday in Los Angeles. Meanwhile, Sean Manea will start Wednesday's AL wildcard game for the Oakland Athletics against the Tampa Bay Rays. Just more than a year removed from shoulder surgery, the left-hander earned the nod over Mike Fiers in a tough decision. Manea returned from injury later and had hoped but immediately found a groove. He went 4-0 with 1.21 ERA and 5 September starts after that operation last September. Atlanta left-hander Dallas Keuchel will face St. Louis right-hander Miles Michaelis in Game 1 of the National League Division Series Thursday night. Each team announced its starting pitcher on Tuesday. Keuchel, who has 9 career postseason starts, went 8-8 with a .375 earned run average in 19 starts after signing a 1-year deal with Atlanta. He'll face the Cardinals for the first time since 2016. Michaelis was 9-14 with a .417 ERA and 32 starts for the Cardinals, and he'll be making his postseason debut. We'll have that game Thursday night for you here on the radio. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center, your Goodyear dealer in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.